Welcome to this segment of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Renee Williams, and she has written a book called From Pain to Purpose, and it's basically her life story. Her website is ReneeRWilliams.com. Renee, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you, Dr. Newcomb. So glad to be here today.
Okay, well, thank you. And I want you to go ahead and give your testimony and tell us what happened in your background. A lot of serious bad stuff that the Lord has saved you from. But go ahead and take us back to the beginning of your life.
All right. Well, as a young child, I grew up with an abusive mother. My mother had three children, and she didn't want any of us. So, and because of that, I suffered mental abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, just every type of abuse you could name. And so, and because of the trauma that I experienced, I end up turning to the streets. So I became what they labeled me here at the state of Illinois as a habitual runaway. So while I was running away back and forth, they would put me in the juvenile detention center. So that was a place where children went that you know, needed some corrections in their life. And so I remember after leaving there, coming back home, my mother told me to pack your clothes and leave her house. So I left her house. And what happened was I ended up staying wherever I could, sleeping on back porches, you know, just anywhere I could just lay my head. And finally, my mother found out where I was and had me taken back, of course, again, to the juvenile detention center. And she came to court one day and told the court, she said, I don't want to be her mother anymore. Put her in the foster care. And that's how I became a product of the foster care system, because my mother awarded me to the state and just gave me up. So in going through all of that, I became suicidal, even going to the foster homes.
Okay, wait. At this point, how old were you about?
All the abuse started when I was like 6 and 7 years old.
Right, but how old were you when you were turned over to the foster care system?
12 years old.
All right, and what was that like?
Oh, that was very hard for me because, you know, even though your own mother may not be the type of mother that she should be, children love their mother anyway. So I was thrown into some homes where I knew nothing about these people. I didn't want to be there. And me being there, you know, I felt like, at first, especially in one of my homes, I felt like it was about the money. I was looking for love. My mother never told me she loved me. She never kissed me. I couldn't, like, play with her hair or do things like kids could do. So when I went into the foster home, especially the first couple of foster homes, I was looking for love. I didn't get that there. And so finally what happened, I went to another home, and these people were Christian people. And so by us living there as foster children, they made us go to church. I didn't know nothing about God. My mother never went to church when I lived with her. So we were made to go to church. So while being at the church, I began, after I would listen to the word of God and the testimonies and just the choir singing so peacefully, I realized the state that I was in. I had no peace. I wanted to kill myself, Dr. Newcomb. I just felt like, Lord, why was I ever born? I don't know anything but pain, hurt, and sorrow. But what happened was one Sunday I came, and the pastor made the altar call. And when he made the altar call, I went to the altar. And that's when I began to give my heart to God. And I began to cry out to the Lord, to ask the Lord to save me. And I began to pass all of my burdens on God. And that was what I did. And the Spirit came on the inside of me, and it changed my life overnight. Overnight.
And at this point, you were how old about?
I was about 14 then.
Okay. All right. And then what happened?
And then after it changed my life, and I began to, grow in the Lord and be taught that Jesus loved me, because I didn't know that Jesus loved me. I thought he could not have loved a person as bad as everybody say I was, and nobody wanted me. But I found out through his word. I found out where there were times I would lay down at night. Once God got inside of me, I could sleep peacefully all night long. I got my peace back. I got my joy back. I got my happiness back. All the pain that I had gone through, I found out that God was my purpose.
Amen. And then I understand you married a man that seemed to be godly, and yes, tell us what happened.
Well, what happened was at the age of 21, I wanted to be married. I wanted to be married, and I met a young man that was supposedly in church. We had a great big wedding right there at the church, and when we got married, shortly after, I discovered we had some problems. I really didn't know what they was right at the beginning, but maybe like a year or so later, I started finding out he was going to the gay bar, he was going to the gay club, to the bath houses, just all types of stuff. I was trying to get counseling from my pastor, just trying to understand what was going on. And so finally, we ended up having four children together. And one day he told me, he said that he didn't want to be a family man anymore, and that he was going to go all the way out into the gay lifestyle. So, and that's what happened. He left me with four children, no support, no child support. I didn't even have a job, Pastor Newcomb. I didn't know what I was going to do. And being that young, I panicked. And once again, here I was with a broken heart. But the only thing different this time was that I had God on the inside. And even through all of my hurt, all of my disappointment, I would cry out to him. I would ask God. One of my pastors told me, said, Renee, tell God to fix your heart. And God did. He fixed my heart. He took my sad days away. He gave us a Section 8 home. People at my church bought me cars. Everything I needed, God supplied it. That's how I knew that God was real.
Wow. And then I understand you met a brother, Ron, that is your current, your husband.
Yes, I did. After being by myself some years, I prayed to the Lord, and I had my pastor to pray for me that God would bless us, bless me with the husband and my children with a wonderful father. And God did that. He sent a virtuous young man, never dated, never had a girlfriend. I was the first one, a godly man, that married me and four children. And on this past April last year, we celebrated 20 wonderful years in Las Vegas at the Wedding Chapel. We got remarried. So one of the purpose of writing this book is because I wanted people to know that their beginning does not have to be their ending.
And the book is called From Pain to Purpose. And I've got to ask you a question.
Okay.
The first husband, the one that, you know, left you and, went into the homosexual lifestyle, where is he today? Do you know?
He's still in that lifestyle. He ended up turning to the drugs. He got on cocaine shortly after that, was on there for almost about 20-some years, then end up going to prison. And, nope, he did not help me with those children. He did not attend one graduation. Oh. He did not buy them Christmas gifts. I had to depend on the Lord, and the Lord took care of me and those children.
Wow. All right, so let me ask you this. What was the purpose to the pain? A lot of pain here, you probably more than the average person does in their lifetime, but you've had so much, and yet you say, keep looking to the Lord. By the way, I've got a great phrase for you. You ready?
Okay.
Listen to this. Look to others and be distressed. Look to self and be depressed. Look to Jesus and be blessed.
Yes.
So what was the purpose in your life of the pain that you experienced?
Well, one thing, because of the pain and me finding out my purpose, it was to be able to help others. You know, God comforted us. He comforted me so I could turn around and comfort somebody else. There are so many that are going through similar things that I've gone through. I think I've gone through quite a bit of stuff.
Yeah.
But I really have. And some of it, I didn't even tell you everything. But God left me here to be a witness. So when I am witnessing or telling other youth or telling other women, even through divorce and everything, that you can make it and you can depend on God, that is my purpose, to let them know that I am an example. They told me, my family told me, I would never be nothing. They told me I was the black sheep of the family. But God told me he created me for his glory.
Well, that's beautiful. That is an amazing thing. And thank God for that foster family that took you in, that went to church on a regular basis. Are you still friends with them and in touch with them and so forth?
They passed away about 7 years ago, but they were excellent parents to me. And they celebrated me even when I start preaching. When I remarried, my dad gave me away. So the Lord taught me to his word that even when your mother and father forsake you, that he'll take you up. So God gave me parents at the church. He gave me family, and I'm still at the church. 43 years later, I'm still preaching. I'm teaching. I have a women's class I teach every Sunday. I travel around the world just letting people know that your beginning, I don't care what you've gone through. I don't care what side of the track you have come up on. God said that he loves you. That's why he died for us, because he loves us. And it don't matter what you have done. He said, though your sins be as scarlet. What did he say? He said, I'll make them white. God can change us.
Yeah, I understand Jeremiah 29:11 is one of your favorite verses.
Favorite.
Okay, for those not familiar, go ahead.
I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, and to give you an expected end. And that was why I wrote my book. I wrote my book to let others know that, and I'm going to tell you something. Since I have released my book, so many people that even I know, that I didn't even know, had gone through sexual abuse or physical abuse. They have came to me and let me know, Sister Renee, I've gone through that. Thank you for writing this book.
Wow. And the book is, again, called From Pain to Purpose. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul talks about how sometimes we go through suffering, and he said in some cases that suffering can be so that we can relate to others who are going through similar things. It sounds like that's what's happened in your life, Renee.
It did, and that's exactly, you know, and I found out even when I go to different places, especially dealing with youth, because I was a terrible youth, a child coming up. But a lot of them have lost hope. They're in a state of hopelessness. But I go there and I let them know that even though whatever you've gone through, or whatever your mother, or whatever abuse you have suffered, there is a God of hope. And I let them know that God can change their life. So me being the example, they look at me. And they say, you did all of that? I said, yes, I did. I said, but when Christ got inside of my life, I didn't do those things anymore. I wasn't suicidal. Yeah, I wanted to kill myself at one time. I sure did. And that's what we're dealing with in the world today. Over 30% of our youth are turning to suicide. Wow. And it's getting so bad now that they're doing it on social media.
I think you mean attempted suicide in terms of the statistic.
Yeah, attempted, but a lot of them are doing it, even on social media.
Yeah.
I've seen several cases. And I'm like, Lord, these youth, these young people have lost hope.
Yeah, they need hope. All right, well, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. Renee Williams, reneerwilliams.com. Renee is spelled R-E-N-E-E. And the name of her book is From Pain to Purpose.
Through pain. Through pain to purpose.
To purpose. God bless you. Thank you so much, Renee.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye now.
God bless.